All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So, yeah, there we go. It's still early. Okay, so yesterday around 7 a.m., a serious accident occurred on Sebwing Road involving a silver Chevy Impala and two semi-trucks. According to a report from one of the truck drivers, the Impala crossed the yellow line, swerved in front of the two trucks, lost control, flipped, and rolled onto its driver's side. It's a miracle that it was not hit by one of the trucks. Both occupants were able to crawl out and communicate with rescue crews on the scene. Sebwing police, ambulance, and fire departments responded promptly, and the occupants were transported to the hospital. No official report is yet available, and further updates will be provided as information becomes available. The Village of Sebwing residents should be aware that Sebwing Light and Water will be flushing hydrants and exercising valves throughout the village from Monday, September 22nd through Friday, October 3rd. For any questions or concerns, residents are advised to contact the Sebwing Light and Water office at 989-883-2700. Michigan lawmakers are under increasing pressure as the October 1st deadline looms to finalize the state budget after missing the self-imposed July 1st deadline. While past years have shown that serious budget negotiations often happen late in September, this year's signs point to renewed talks between Republicans and Democrats. Senate Republican leader Eric Nesbitt urged Democrats to join negotiations focusing on fixing roads, prioritizing education, and respecting taxpayers. Meanwhile, Democrats face pressure from school districts for funding clarity. Representative Donnie Steele emphasized the importance of finalizing a budget that does not raise taxes and addresses infrastructure and education needs. Historically, budget deals have been finalized in late September when control is split in the legislature. The failure to finalize the budget by the deadline risks a government shutdown, which has occurred in Michigan only briefly in 2007 and 2009, but could now jeopardize state services and employee salaries. The budget deadlock occurs amid sharp partisan divisions, with Republicans controlling the House and Democrats the Senate, complicating the negotiating process. Lawmakers continue to work against the clock to avoid a shutdown that could impact roads, schools, and public safety across Michigan.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
And we're back. Out west, sudden heavy rain east of Los Angeles unleashed mudslides that plowed into homes and trapped drivers for hours on roadways, while authorities say floodwaters swept away a vehicle carrying a father who was later rescued and his two-year-old son who drowned. Authorities say the mudslides affected Forest Falls, Oak Glen, and Potato Canyon in San Bernardino County on Thursday. A group of about 10 people traveling in at least six vehicles was stranded on State Route 38 near the San Bernardino National Forest. The group was stuck for about 10 hours. No one was hurt or needed medical attention. The route was still closed as of yesterday. The mudslides happened after a heavy rain. And internationally, Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission. The foreign ministry said the incursion on Friday lasted 12 minutes. This is the fifth time this year that Russia has violated Estonian airspace, but the foreign minister called the incident, quote, unprecedentedly brazen. The airspace violation comes just over a week after NATO planes downed Russian drones over Poland, raising concerns about the war in Ukraine spilling over. Russian officials have not yet commented on the incident. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this 5 o'clock hour. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.